Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Sunday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We never know when we're going to pop in on a Sunday, but we are here today. So we welcome all of you. Facebookers, you are the ones that have joined us on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page where you can chat among the others and watch us streaming live. And Blog Talk, we're very happy to have you. You are the ones that come to us from around the world, staying up half the night. Or is it most of the night? It's hard to say.
Depends how you look at it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's all relative.
Some of you who join us from New Zealand, Australia, and parts in that neighborhood, you join us on an entirely different day, as in Monday morning. So anyway, I want to remind all of you that I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards for our readings using this method. It's important to make the distinction that this is not tarot and not oracle cards or any of the other reading systems that are out there. I can't comment on them or tarot a little bit. I think it's wonderful, beautiful, philosophical, like method of looking at your life. And this is far more literal. So the tarot and there's personal prophecy and neither the twain shall meet, I guess you could say. And I also mentioned that I will be using a full 24 card layout, which is what I use in my private sessions. I will be using it for each of our callers and those on Facebook that we do give readings to when we find that our phone calls have dipped into no man's land, okay? So we will be available for that, and I want you all to know that I'm using the same layout that I use in my practice and with my various sessions that I hold. So with that said, I'm now going to turn you all over to Mr. Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes. Also want to remind you, if you're international, be it a Blog Talker or be it a Facebooker, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs. Like, we have two folks in the UK tonight. We have Virgil and Cho from the UK. Those are our first.
Yeah,
and Dr. Freya has just rocked and rolled. She's in the Netherlands.
Also, Julie.
Where's she from? We have lots of Julies, so that's why I mixed up.
I don't see on her. Julie, where are you from?
Because we have a Julie in Minnesota.
And we also have a Julie in the UK.
Right. So I'm sorry. I don't know. You guys got to, you know, familiarize.
We haven't learned you all yet.
Yes. Welcome. We'll wait for, well, anyway, I'll give the number out and then she'll tell us. There's a delay. Good 20, 30 second delay.
Who? From
when we speak before the Facebookers. So, let's get down to business. Tell me if you get that
business,
out of the way.
Business.
Yes. 815-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can go on hold. Well, not you can go on hold. You can listen to the show while you wait. And that is a true statement. I definitely think it's good.
Julie is from UK. Welcome, Julie.
International shout out to Julie. You gotta wait till I'm done with my spiel. Dang it. I'm gonna give her a little taste tonight. I try to wait and be nice during the readings. I'm not now.
What?
I'm gonna interrupt you mid sentence during the readings when somebody international comes in. You should have waited. Shame on you. You feel shame. You should go to the corner.
The punishments.
You should go to the corner. Okay. No, you got to, because you're not practicing what you preach.
Is that all you got?
You don't practice what you preach, because You guys don't know what happens after the show. I get critiqued on everything. I beat up, all the things I did wrong. You interrupt me, But she can do it. See that? Yeah, she can do it, but I can't do it. If I do it, I'm a horrible human being. God would watch me on fire. Cast into a pool of gasoline. I'm going to start over now. 515-602-9676. That's the
Jim,
number to call in.
You're not worth enough yet.
When you call in.
You're not a permission to die. Go ahead.
515-602-9. I'm just going to keep repeating this shit until I can get this in, okay? You got it? You got it.
Well, you're in a mood tonight.
Well, I just want to get the show on the road, and I can't do it. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Some bitch will tell you that you can listen to the show while you wait. It's an automated bitch, so you can't call her name. Well, you can, but she won't hear it. Anyway, when you hear that bitch say that, you will hear the show. And if you don't hear the show, there's a problem. You should always hear music or show. If it's silent, something didn't go right. Hang up, call again. That's very simple. Those in the Facebook world, somebody dropped off. Huh? Those in the Facebook world, we will always, as always, when we get opportunity, we will turn to you folks. International Charlotte and Jeanette in Canada, we will turn to you folks, but can't nail you down on times and frequencies of that turning to you Facebook folks. But so you just got to kind of hang loose and get ready, because when we open that door and we formally announce it, we're going to take the first messenger call, audio or video, your choice. You have no preference. You go video, nobody will see you except us. But your choice. Sometimes audio is better if you think your internet's a little quirky, because, you know, that video adds extra data transfer that can really make things.
We'll take you either way.
Poo-poo. Yeah, it don't matter. It's your call.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
Jeanette, noracora.com. And that wasn't interrupting you, so don't say any crap.
It wasn't. Okay. But it was like code. John has a long mustache, too, Jeanette. She just said something. I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. So,
works in conjunction with the eagle has landed, and the buffalo are roaming. The military uses these terms. I think the rest of the world would catch on. Where was John has a long mustache? That was in Blazing Saddles.
Oh, not even close.
No.
It was in The Longest Day.
Rachel.
You're not showing off to Rachel down in the land of Australia, where it's on the side of the world. All right, I'm going to do that again. Harps means reading is done.
Country and Western.
You got to go. You got to be done with the readings when you hear the harps. So that's how we signal a transition from your reading, whatever, which has ended. And we're going to give you an angel card reading. Literally, tonight it is an angel card. It doesn't have a specific name. It probably did, but they didn't put it on here. Interesting. But then we're going to have to look it up.
But the box kind of went,
Oh, yeah, that's fine. We don't have no sticking box. So we'll give you one single angel card. These are the old school ones. These are good. You will get a message from an archangel. Lots of them in here. Lots of them in the deck. So one never knows what you will get. And we'll move on to the next caller. Let's see. We've got a moving off. It's interesting.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now, our first person dropped off. We've been holding the whole time. But no, it's the cell phone world, too. Especially if you're driving somewhere, they just love to drop, you know? So I'll just take them as we get. So we'll move on to the next up, right? Next soldier, grab a gun.
It's good for all of you on Facebook, because the less callers that are in the queue, the better chances are of getting your reading.
Here we go, Deb. We're going to go to area code 540 in Virginia, 540. Welcome to the show.
Oh, no, honey, we can't call in right now. We'll let you know. We're going to 540 in Virginia. Is 540 on the line? Hello? I don't think so.
You know why? Because it does that sometimes. Sorry. Now you're unmuted. My bad.
Hello.
That's okay. Yes, this is 540 in Virginia. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well this evening.
And your name, please?
My name is Renee.
Hi, Renee.
Oh, welcome.
Have we spoken with you before?
No, I'm brand new.
Oh, a newbie.
Well, awesome. Extra welcome then. Extra, extra. Thank you for being new and being patient.
Yes.
All right. Well, have you ever listened to the show ever before?
I have. I have listened, but this is the first time I've ever called in. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad then. So we don't have to explain too many things to you. You know how it goes here. So that's good. Well, I'm glad you decided to call in, and the floor is yours. Let us hear what you would like to know.
Okay, so I'm just, out of respect for everybody else that I know that's waiting, you know, I know that you guys want to keep things, you know, moving in a good flow. So I just have one particular question. I'm interested in a certain person, but I've wasted a lot of my time on the wrong people, and I was just curious to see if maybe what you may pick up with your insight and intuition and gifts through your cards in regards to that.
Thank you very much. Okay. Is this person aware of your feelings?
I think so. He should be.
Yes. Okay. All right, so you want to know...
Do you want to know if this is going anywhere? Is that what you want to know?
Does it have potential?
Okay, there you go. All right.
Oh, that's a good
question.
Great.
Yeah, good question.
Show.
I just want to make sure what you were really looking for. So
right.
this is a prospect. You guys have not officially become a unit, apparently. So,
cool.
But
right.
But you would like it, and you would like it, and you're wondering what's going on that other end, right?
Yes, I am. I think that it would be a good match. We both have a lot in common, but we may have too much in common, and, you know, that can sometimes cause conflict as well. It's good to find a happy medium.
It really is kind of funny. Sometimes, you know, people say opposites attract. Well, sometimes they don't if they're totally
but
opposite.
But likes Mary. That's the
sometimes you got
to
have, like,
that.
It's almost like an 80-20 if you could actually decide it. It should be 80% compatible, maybe just enough 20% to spite, keep things not boring, you know, like, a little bit of
right,
I like
right.
Sports. I don't like sports. I want to go to ballet. Well, screw that. You know, that type of stuff. Nothing major.
Right.
Nothing that's going to break a marriage. Just little things like that.
Well,
right.
Off-the-wall questions will keep the other individual's mind kind of staying on a great wavelength with you. Like one thing I used to love to ask my late husband when we were at red lights, you know, waiting to go ahead in the car,
mm-hmm.
I would say, hey, what do you think that guy next to us is thinking? My husband would look at me like, what?
Yeah.
I'd say, you know, he looked at me like he is trying to work up a lie for going home.
I'd be like, I probably wonder why those two people are looking at me like I'm crazy. What the hell are these two people next to me are looking at me for? That's what he's thinking.
You've got to do it live because for some reason, if you ever noticed, when you look at somebody in the next car, or if you're in a waiting room, et cetera, they will look at you. It's like they know.
Yes, well, isn't that kind of like intuition?
Sort of.
I'm going to try that at the next time I'm sitting at a stoplight.
try it, really. And you start to feel really creative. For one thing, when you go out to dinner with somebody you know who's dating, because they're animated, they're talking, they're laughing. Then people next to you, well, they're just sitting and they're eating and not speaking, you know, with their phones. And you know, oh, they've been together a long time. They don't even have any conversation.
Everything you said is true, but why would you assume the person you're going to do the one gives two shits about all that? Why do you assume that?
It shows that you have more than a squirrel running on a wheel in your head.
You might also have a squirrel that's in there on acid running on that wheel, though, if you start getting all whacked crazy like that.
Well, let's tell Renee what she wants.
But anyway, back to her question. I would say that is like whack job
stuff.
Oh,
Renee, yes. There's nothing but potential for this between the two of you.
Okay.
Okay.
So there you see it.
You might have to make some aggressive moves.
Well, I might have to go above and beyond the call of duty
that a
woman should not have to do all the time. But you know what? So be it if it must be.
Some men
right.
need that. Give them the
well, We assume it's a man.
She said
mm-hmm.
he. Oh, I didn't.
Yeah. And some
I don't
of them
like to assume.
Are so caught up in being a gentleman that they don't realize, like, hey, we wouldn't mind a little, you know, something there. So,
right.
yeah. I really think so. you got the Two of Hearts on this, honey. It can't go wrong. It can't go wrong. He has a bit of a possessive aspect to him. But I think once he feels secure enough, you know, not insecure, then that, because it's not very big. It's not where I would even think of it as an issue. But when he loves, he will throw himself into that relationship. So I really think that you are on the right road here.
Okay.
So Renee, where are you in Virginia?
I'm located in Roanoke. I'm in Roanoke.
Beautiful country. Yeah.
Kind of on the East Coast, but not as far as Virginia Beach.
Oh, okay, but it's beautiful there.
Really is pretty. We have a lot of mountains, and we get to enjoy all the seasons. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been getting hammered this month. I mean, we've been getting hit so hard with 96 degrees and heat index at 105. It's just been terrible. It's been awful.
Oh, yes, indeed. We have felt it pretty bad here recently, the last couple of weeks, too. But, you know, August and September can be wicked. Wicked here. It can be wicked.
I think for the first time, I'm welcoming cooler weather for the first time this year.
Sometimes it takes its time. And I remember many of uncomfortable, horribly hot, murderous days in September.
In our hurricane season.
Well, for us.
Season
for us, around
September.
In our area, Virginia area, we get a little more, even though the season's already gone, our probability goes up in that 30-day window of September. It's a big window.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah.
So, all right, real quick. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, the thing about hot weather is you can only take so much off. At least in cooler weather, you can pack it on, you know, in layers and stay warm.
I have always said that. You know, I was in the Navy, so you meet people from all over the place that I hate the cold. You know what? Put more shit on. You know.
That's right.
If I go outside and I'm not wearing anything and I'm hot, what's left to take off? What the hell is left to take off?
That's right.
What do I do?
Well, listen,
get my skin. I'm not a snake. You know.
That's it. Thank you so much for my reading. I really do appreciate it. Thank you guys much, and I hope you both have a very blessed evening.
Renee,
real quick, we have a single angel card reading for you.
Yes.
The subject is overcoming difficulties, and this is specifically from Archangel Jeremiah. The worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges.
Ooh, and I think that's in relation to the relationship.
In relation to the relationship that we were relating about. Indeed.
Or
it could be something else. Obviously, you're a human. You have lots of things going on in your life. Maybe that relates to something else, but that's the message for you.
Don't be a stranger now.
Well, thank you very much for that.
Yep, we'd love to hear from you again.
You can call back over and over.
I certainly will. I will certainly call again. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
We'd like to hear that.
Oh, she's a fun lady, didn't she? She's a fellow Virginian. And not because...
We are transplants.
Well, but the thing is, I've lived more years here than I did in Minnesota, so that kind of makes me a Virginian.
Thanks.
So have you.
Yeah. And
Have you lived in your current location more years than you have where you call home or where you say I'm from? I'm almost not even from there anymore. I only lived in, Minnesota for 19 years. So,
Joe has heard them saying something about Joe having a pet squirrel. How do you make the pets? Do you pick them up from out in the street?
I would be the worst pet you could get.
I have seen the damage they can do if one from outside gets in.
Oh, I know.
Very bad.
I know a guy that's been battling.
Oh,
with them getting into his attic and stuff like that, putting up stuff, and he's been getting some live traps and then taking them and setting them out in the woods somewhere far away so they don't come back. And he's got I gave him I So you can kind of like have this, I will lend you my pellet gun forever till I never need it. And he has my pellet gun in case he wants to peg him off.
Wow. Yeah,
don't feel bad about deadly force. Some son of a bitch is chewing into your attic. Fuck him. Kill him.
Well, kill
that poor. You know what? That poor little bastard needs to go chew somewhere else. Don't chew in my damn attic and make
rats.
Him.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You don't go up. They do damage to these things. They chew some shit. They've been known to chew through cables. They took out our building at work, 600 power one time many years ago.
Squirrel
got up in there and chewed something he shouldn't have. There went the power. Squirrel got toastified, you know. But we had no power for the day. So, yes, indeed. So I go out of my way to get them. That's what I always say. I don't like walk around trying to kill spiders and insects.
Oh,
and
yeah,
squirrels.
We're killing spiders.
No, I'm not going to go walk on the street and start killing them, but I say, you come inside the walls of this house, I am authorized to use deadly force.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, and I will do that and not feel bad. So take that heed, spiders and cockroaches and squirrels and whatever they, mice, oh, I will kill your ass, mouse. Remember, I had a
video. But you know what's funny? Our dogs, well, mine from previously,
yeah,
would be laying there on the carpet. And they'd watch this mouse go trotting right on by and have a care in the world while they watch. They just want to bother themselves.
You know what, Rachel? A lot of things were here before us. It doesn't mean I can't shoot those sons of bitches if they get in my attic. I don't care what was here before me.
There's a lady on TikTok who is raising and caring for these bats. Have any of you seen them?
No.
These are great big son of a guns hanging upside down. They even eat upside down.
I wonder where they're from, because our bats, we were up, way up north. They were small.
Said she was in Australia. You got wildlife
over there.
It's
another continent, another side of the globe. Jungle and forest. They have everything, I'm sure. All right, let's keep on here. Let's see who's next on my list, this list. Aha! We're going down south, Deb. You know where the devil went? Where did the devil go, Deb?
Georgia.
229, Georgia. Welcome to the show, 229.
Hello.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, I'm Jacob. I'll call today. Yeah, this is Melvin.
Jacob?
No, this is Melvin.
Come on, Deb.
Okay, Melvin, we got you.
All right, well, welcome to the show.
I just got two easy questions. I'm really, one of them I'm just so enough fed up with. And that is my six sisters and my one brother, the one in the nursing home.
Wow.
And then my children.
Yeah.
They treat me like shit. Excuse my language. I call them.
Sorry.
I reach out to them, and I try to get involved with them. But they always cut me off when I'm on the phone with them and say, talk about something else. I don't want to talk about that. And I'm like, well, what the hell to talk about? I mean,
Melvin,
Melvin,
yep. You have joined the club of probably 90% of parents and family members in the world. I'm a member. Jim's a bit of a member himself. First of all, when you have children, they reach an age where they know everything, and we just dumbed our way through to our age.
Yeah.
And family members swear, they say, thicker than water. I don't think so. I pick family members from my friends. You know, you folks are more like family to me. And once we reach a point of acceptance of that, life gets a lot more peaceful. Oh, they'll call and come around, but they want something. You know, you are Melvin ATM. Or I'm Deborah ATM, yes.
Well, then it's just in there.
When they call, I say, okay, how much is this phone call going to cost me?
All right, what were the two questions again?
Okay, the other one, I'm really crazy about this girl I talked to you about, and her name is Cassandra. She's no longer with dialysis. She went to another place, but she did tell me she was going to give me a call. And I just want to know when I'm going to hear from her, if I'm going to hear from her.
Good question.
That's a very good. Yeah.
Good question. So she has your contact information, yes?
Yes, sir. She has it.
All right. Well, there you go. That's a very good question then.
Yeah. She's got a beautiful name. Cassandra.
It is. That is a very cool name. Yeah. That is a cool name.
Yep.
I would name a daughter that. I like it. I like it a lot. It's a really cool name. It's a nice name. It's not a name that you would expect a stripper to run around on a pole with.
Speaking of a stripper, my dad wanted me named Candy.
Oh, exactly. Or, or a porn,
and my mother said, we're not raising strippers.
I want candy.
Yeah.
That old 80s song. Old. Ah, we call it old. I was an adult then. But we like that. Yeah, we like those songs. Yeah.
Who sang it?
Oh, it was a one-hit wonder. It was a chick. For her day, it was progressive, really cute little chick. But then she had one of those shaved crew cut sides of her head.
Oh.
For back in the 80s, that was kind of like, ooh, for chicks. But
yeah,
now,
way up there. Melvin.
I didn't like it. Here you go, Melvin. Back to Melvin.
I think she's nervous to come. The intent is there, but she's a little on the shy side.
She's
so
a little on the what?
How do you plan to the shy? She's very shy.
Shy. Hush, eye to eye.
Yes. Yeah, she's very shy by nature. And it might have gone better if you'd invited her. You know, how about if we have, you know, sometime have a cup of tea, a cup of coffee.
A cup of tea.
A soft drink, something, a cocktail. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I can't talk because she changed her number. She changed her number, but she told me she was going to contact me with our new number. That's why I want to know if that's what she's going
to
do.
You'll have to wait. I think she will, but you should try and see if you can find her on Facebook or Instagram.
She blocked her Facebook.
She's not?
She blocked her Facebook. Yes, ma'am. She blocked her Facebook and she changed her number. But she did tell me, I'm going to call you. I promise. I'm going to call you. Do you also hear a call?
I think she has ex-boyfriend trouble. It's a little bit. And, you know, it has nothing to do with you. But just saying, you know, a lot of times people will just say, but I feel her intent here. Okay.
You see what?
But a lot of the reasons that she's changing things because the ex-boyfriend won't leave her alone.
So is that why she's having some social media issues?
Yeah.
Because she's got somebody bothering her?
Yeah.
So it might take her a while to call him.
Yeah.
She might be occupied with some problems.
Yeah.
Do you know why she changed jobs, Melvin?
She wanted to get closer with her kids. Where she can have the weekend off.
Okay, all right. That's cool. At least that was.
In our own town. Because she has to travel where I'm at. Yeah, she wanted to spend more time. She told me that she wanted to spend more time with her kids on the weekend. So,
makes sense.
When did she leave the job?
Last
week?
Month. Yes, ma'am. Not too long. The 15th of this month. Ma'am?
Workplace, huh? Yeah.
I can't hear you. So
hello?
What now? Yeah, I'm here.
I would expect that the workplace that she left would still be forwarding mail to her. So you could write a snail mail letter and send it to the dialysis place, you know, and say, please forward.
Yeah.
And give that a shot.
That's an option. If you grow impatient at a certain point when you don't think it's looking good or whatever.
Right.
I mean,
also call the post office. A lot of times you probably have to act as if you're a business and trying to get, you know, some information, trying to get back in contact.
I generally
give out. Yeah.
I know the facility where she's at. I mean, it's just right up the street from my hometown.
Oh, okay.
About 20 minutes.
So you know where she's.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do all that. I just want to know, like, do you all see me in the phone call from her?
No, I think you're going to have to be a little assertive here. Maybe pop in there and just say you were passing by, you were in the neighborhood, and just say hi.
Yeah, you might have to take the steering wheel here and drive the car for a little bit.
Women like that, unless we don't like that.
Unless we don't, well, there's women for you. We like this unless we don't like it. Oh, that helps us guys out. That helps us guys out a lot. Thanks.
But just pop in there and just, hey, please give me a call. You know, she just needs a little family.
Yeah, family.
Here's what it is. You get what you get.
Yeah.
And you better just be happy with what you get.
Yeah, it's too bad you didn't buy them at Walmart. You take them back, get a new one.
Because I'm doing the same thing. So are all of your sisters talking to you? Or do they just ignore you?
All of who now?
Your sisters.
Oh, yeah, they talk to me, but, you know, when I say something, they cut me off and, like, I don't want to talk about that. I'm eating. I'm watching a movie. I'm doing this, and they cut me off. I'm like, well, okay, I won't call you ass no more. So I'm not running behind them no more. They been that way since my mom passed away.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah.
But you all hit it on the head, though. You hit it on the head when you said ATM. April, I bought my sisters and my brother a gift, a nice football gift. And now they treat me like crap. And I don't even get to see my grandkids.
Man, that's bullshit.
So, yeah, I mean, my son, Antoine, he's a butt. And I want to just bust him in the mouth. But he's going to get himself in trouble.
I am in your shoes too, because I have two sons who won't even speak to me and won't even tell me why. You know, you can tell me, I'm pretty understanding, but we're not talking to you. They're not going to tell you anything. Okay, fine. But I have grandchildren too. I don't get to see them. You know. And I think, what a pity, because I wasn't raised that way. Our cousins were like brothers and sisters to us. But those days, I fear, are gone. Yeah.
There you go. We got to wrap on this. Here's your angel card reading. Subject is remember who you are. Archangel Michael, he's the bad boy. He's the big, well, not bad. He's mighty man Michael.
He's a bad boy.
You are a powerful, loving creature. Let me reset this. You are a powerful, loving, and creative child of God. You are very loved. So you know what? If you feel bad about a couple of things here and there, Michael says you're the child of God, as we all are. You're loved. Take comfort in that. Take comfort in it. We all should do that.
I guess all you just pray for him.
Yep. All right, Michael, we wish you... Michael, Melvin. Melvin, we wish you the best of luck.
Yeah. Thank you, Melvin, for calling.
Thank you so much. Call back.
Right,
y'all come back now, you hear? International shout out to Suzanne, who's in the UK, specifically Scotland. All right, I think I've caught all my international folks, right? Right?
Thank you for the nice compliment. Yeah.
What'd they say?
That my shirt's very country western.
Is it?
I don't know. It said... Virgil said it looks like Dolly Parton. Weber, I don't have the chesticles, breasticles, whatever you want.
You know, I think she used to wear, I think her sleeves were longer and a little more frilly. I think that's what they're talking about. Remember the country style was back then? Yeah.
And did you?
People, I got it.
Did you people know that Dolly Parton was a slut? A lot of people think, oh, she's so wholesome and sweet.
I never knew anybody that thought that.
She wouldn't say poop if it was in her mouth. That woman's had an open marriage with her husband forever. He knew he couldn't keep her pants on. So I guess she wrote a book or
She's also like a gazillionaire, so he's like, hey, well, whatever.
True,
I'll
true.
Just... whatever. You know, so I'll do the same thing.
She has slept with like half of Hollywood.
Hollywood.
More power to her, huh, ladies?
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do, all right?
Oh, I'm Aquarian, too. Imagine that.
520. Welcome,
hey.
Lisa. 520.
Oh, Lisa.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Sue. How are you? And one of you is a little older. I forgot to wish him happy birthday the other day. That's old news.
Thank you very much. Yeah, another day older and what is it? And deeper in debt, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, whatever. That's a good
Well, it's just another day on the soap opera that is no soap opera. It's good, it's fluid, it's work-oriented, family-oriented. I'm getting ready to take my kid down to the park to get him to ride his bike. And, so here we
are. How's he doing with the bike? Is he good with the trail?
What's his hat?
I'm sorry?
Is your grandson doing well with his bike?
His bike? Yeah, he's fine. He likes his bike. He loves it. He adores it.
Back in the day, there were no training wheels. Your dad or your uncle or whoever it was put you on a bike and said, here you go. And, of course, you probably fell 20, 30 times, but you got the hang of it. That was my father's style with teaching you how to ride a horse, too. He'd put you on it, and he would give that horse a crack on the ass. And that horse would kick off like a horse. And that's how you learn things. So anyway, everything's going well.
Now we have helmets and training wheels. We have helmets and training wheels.
I know. How did you survive?
I think,
Bobby's got a helmet on. You know what, Bobby? Don't fall and land on your goddamn head. How's that, Bobby? How's that? That's my advice to you, dumbass, when you're riding your bike. Jesus Christ. And you've seen those bicycle helmets? What are they really going to do? They are the dumbest looking stupid helmets I've ever seen.
I know.
Back on my soapbox. That was bullshit.
No, it's true. Things have gone way too far.
And you know what they're doing now?
This is
the funniest thing. I want to just laugh at these people. There's people that actually go skiing and snowboarding at no fun, and they wear helmets.
Kids or adults?
Both. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Really? Okay, I'm riding a motorcycle going 80 miles an hour down the interstate. Yeah, I wear a helmet. I'm skiing.
Well, just wait. They're going to come out with virtual skiing where you are going to watch like a movie. It's going to be snowing in there, and you are going to think you're actually skiing.
You know who else wears helmets? NFL football players, and those bastards get concussed every day. So you know what? That's not like the savior of all earth. The biggest thing those things are going to do is keep your head from splitting open and bleeding, really.
What about the Army's Kevlar and the Marine Corps? They wear the Kevlar helmets.
Yeah, we got the inserts and stuff. You know, whatever. Just fucking don't hit your head. Jesus Christ.
Jim is on a ramp tonight.
Now, the whole generation is a bunch of pussy skirt bitches. I don't know what's going to happen pretty soon. I think pretty soon nobody will be able to have work because I'm too much of a bitch to fight. I'm not going to go out there and grab a gun. Maybe it'll end warfare eventually, that everybody getting putting their skirts on.
They should just play video games. Annie up, okay, you're going to get this property and you're going to get that industry and we're going to put all this money in your bank account if you win. But if we win,
It's just a matter of time before even the video games start getting screened harder than they are. All right, well, anyway, we're deviating from Lisa back to Lisa. It is her phone call. It is her time.
Well, it's just business as usual. It's just I've been really trying to take it easier because I'm so worn out and I'm not setting things up where we're all getting together and it's more you know, I'll make something and then just, you know, pass it over in the laundry room because I'm just really worn out on a lot of stuff. And so I don't know, Deb, what do the cards say?
Okay,
I mean, everybody's friendly. Everybody's being friendly. There's no, oh, I did say, oh, okay, I know what happened. Yesterday, I think it was yesterday, he told me we were on the phone and he said something to me. We were talking about something and then he said, because our deal is, that, you know, he does a lot of the stuff around here, the handyman stuff, and then I, you know, make the meals and we share. And so I think I skipped a day of sharing meals with him. And so we were talking and then he said, well, just as a matter of the conversation, he said, well, just feed me. And I said, well, I said, I can do that, but I don't want any more flirtation with hairdressers in front of me. I don't want to witness that kind of stuff anymore. I said, you can flirt all you want, but just don't do it in front of me. And then he started saying, explaining, and I said, I don't want to hear an explanation. I said, just go ahead and flirt yourself silly, but don't do it in front of me. And then we started talking about something else, and then he just seemed so charismatic after that, and, you know, shared a meal. And so anyway, it's just been very calm and very friendly. And nothing really much deeper than that.
Well, yeah, but I think you put it very succinctly to him.
Put it very what?
Succinctly.
What the hell do you spell that word?
Go back to college, all right?
What the hell is that word?
F-U-C-C. Look it up.
I'm sure it's word. What does
that
mean?
Let me work on her. I'm working on Lisa now. Okay, Lisa. I have a little pranky pull on him. Well, not a prank, but it could be a really good test of where this man's mind is at. Now, all of the folks in Facebook are going to think, oh, Deb, you are such a shrewd manipulator. Well, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do, you know. But the way I see it, that banana in the bowl isn't going to jump out of the bowl and come to you. Sometimes you've got to tease and entice it, okay? Anyway, why don't you ask him to babysit on Friday night, Saturday night, something like that, and tell him you've got a date. And you can either describe a mystery man. You could tell him, well, I really don't feel comfortable.
She got the balls.
She doesn't?
Lisa doesn't have the balls to do that.
Put on a really slinky outfit.
She does not. She can't even borrow enough sack to do that shit. No way she would do that.
Well,
she should.
I'd do it in a heartbeat.
She should. I would do it in a heartbeat too, but she does not possess that.
Are you egging her on right now?
Ooh.
Oh.
I'd bet multiple more than that. She ain't doing that.
To have him babysit.
Yeah.
Not actually to go through it, but ask him, hey, could you in 4 or 5 days, I got a date. Could you hang out here just for 3-4 hours, maybe later, with my grandson and stay right here, watch TV with him while I go out on my date and see what he does.
And how he acts.
Yeah, see, you ain't got the balls, do you?
A couple of things on that. Is that first? I don't leave my grandson alone with him, and I.
You wouldn't do that. We're not asking you to go through with it. You'll never actually do.
But he's also the neighbor has also told me in the beginning. He says never ask me to babysit him.
Oh,
and,
look at that. Well, that's a sign also. Never mind. But file that away.
You need to get the dossier on this guy.
The dossier.
Yes, you can get them.
Need to get hired cheaters.
Yeah, boy. And they got a new one now called Unfaithful.
Never heard of it.
CJ from the shop where I go.
Schnitzelgruben.
He was on there. He got his boyfriend was cheating on him. And then they send out detectives and check it out. So anyways.
Who's they?
I've got to tell
you. Go ahead
you,
back to Lisa. We'll talk about it later.
Your guy, your neighbor, is making a statement without making a statement.
Interesting.
He is, through his actions, letting you know that you're not the only social butterfly in your coupling or whatever you want to call
it. So they're playing some kind of game here?
Yes.
What's not, I don't think Lisa wants to play games.
She doesn't.
No.
But he wants to.
But he wants to because
when
you
to.
Aren't giving him his your undivided attention, this man gets berserk. He is.
Who the hell made him king?
You're now playing like a game of one-upsmanship.
Well, he wants to, apparently.
Yeah, he is upping the stakes here by...
What's the winning move?
That's the good...
Are you going to get to it? Okay, I'm sorry. Go back.
No, but that's the question.
I know what it is. Don't play.
The winning move is really not to play.
Yep.
He's right.
Yeah, the winning move, somebody wants to play games, I'll be like, I'm done. I ain't playing no fuck games. I'm out of here.
That was... We learned that watching that movie War Games. Way...
70s?
80s.
Well, it must have been very early 80s.
With that kid.
Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
When he looked like a kid.
And at the very end, as the computer was going through all of these paces.
He was trying to stop global.
Yeah.
Global thermonuclear warfare.
Yeah.
Yep. Tic-tac-toe was the game.
And at the end, the screen was like, remember?
Yeah, he was like, wait, let's play tic-tac-toe. And then the computer realized you can never win. Interesting game. The winning move was not to play. And then
we learned that there.
Hey, let's go back to Lisa.
So, okay, he is trying to really get your goat, all right?
I hate it when I get my goat.
Because he wants you to not, I mean, this is his nature. He doesn't want you speaking to anybody else like a man. I mean, he should probably go over to, he needs to go over to the Middle East.
Oh, I gotcha.
Get him one of them submissive women over there.
Yeah.
And so that's why he is just kind of all over the place.
Yeah, you know, you can't be territorial.
Rachel,
thank
you, Rachel. That was a very good thought. I think he's really kind of into himself. I mean, you're starting to see traits in him that are not becoming.
Yeah, right. Especially the gateway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the way you just carry on with the hairdresser, you know, and you can't blame her. She wants a tip.
No. She's doing a job. Yep.
So, and then you telling him, don't carry on like that with hairdressers in front of me. No, he knows that he got to you. That.
Yeah, and he can do whatever he wants. You know, take it somewhere else. I just don't want it done in front of me. Like we were, and up until then, we had this arrangement between us that he was going to do the driving because I was taking pain pills, and we were like very family-like. We'd all hop in the car, and it felt really nice. I put him on the insurance, and it was cheap to do that. And but then, as we came out, like I told you. I know I told you when we're leaving the hairdresser and we're heading down the road, I said, can you tell me that poem? I was really sweet. I said, can you tell me that poem again, please? And he did. And I said, oh, did you pull that out of your ass? And then after that, we continued driving. And I said, you know what? We're going to go back to me driving. I really don't need to have you driving anymore because I'm not taking any more pain pills. I've stopped as of last night. He said, oh, okay. So, he's not a, what do you call that? He's not a smooch. He's not a mooch. He's not, he does more than his share of stuff.
Yeah.
He's not
a user.
He's not monetarily using it for monetary
stuff.
But he is
very likely an emotional vampire. You might want to study
The world is a vampire.
That chick that does,
to drain.
I love that song that chick has out called Vampire.
No.
I don't know. There's something about it. It's just. I like it.
That was a horrible beginning.
Lisa, we might as well face this here. This relationship is winding down. And it's doing for a very, I mean, it's doing it for a very specific reason. Remember last night? You got a new man coming. on the scene.
And you know, I can actually...
Go ahead.
Oh, I can actually picture that guy. Because he even said he was the one on the motorcycle, and I remember that guy.
Well, I'm thinking it could be him. But he's now in the process, and the motorcycle guy was really hot. He was, I think he's great. I got a picture of him, too.
What do you mean you got a picture of him?
In my mind.
Hey, you got a freaking mind picture. Oh, I got you.
And put him in some leather. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, the leather.
He just seemed nice. You know, anything nice these days would just be so nice.
Well, it's going to be spontaneous combustion, the two of you. So that's your grandson. Not be around when that transpires, or go down the street to the no-tell motel.
That's got a lot, so everybody's scared of the no-tell motel.
That's what's really happening. You're starting to question your own, what would you call it, feelings for this man, and which is in a state of preparation for the new guy.
Yeah. You know, I'm just, with the grandson, I'm really more focused on just surviving this whole thing because it's nonstop. And I love it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do love it. You know, we're just constantly moving and going and on the go.
Okay.
And it's okay. It's okay.
One little thing that worries me from your cards a little bit about the grandson. You are showing him such a fabulous life. It's like being in Disneyland every day. And if his mother were to decide to say no, he's got to go back and live that life, you know, whatever it was with her.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
When I was director of a daycare place, I made sure that we did not make daycare happier than their homes. Because they had to, you know, their parents were all Navy. They had to go home with those parents. When those kids would say, "Miss Debbie, I wish you were my mommy." Or they'd say, "I'm going to come and live." Yeah, and it broke my heart. But they had to go back home. And
so
they get their little faces and say, "You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here."
Is that our thing?
No joke. It's an old joke, and I think I rolled it into a song, a couple songs, too. It's a really old joke, but yeah.
Listen, just a moment away from you, Lisa. Listen, the squirrel I have had at the VFW, would they know what that is? Veteran of Foreign Affairs. In our hometown, every year they would cook up
the Veterans
thing.
Of Foreign Wars.
Oh, but what did I say?
Affairs. That's VA, the Veterans Affairs. So you just mixed two organizations together is all you did.
They would make this great big pot. And in it was squirrels and beavers. Beavers.
No.
And you had to eat a little bowl of it. It wasn't a big bowl. It was nasty. So that you could get a card that said, "I have, what was it? I am an official beaver eater," or something.
Oh my God.
Oh, it was horrifying. Back to you. Yeah.
Back to you.
I find it a little suspicious that he won't babysit the little boy.
Oh, I would never ask him to. I don't do that kind of thing. I would not do that.
Yeah, and that was like something a long time ago that was thrown out. And I can say that. I don't really freak. At that point, if you brought it up again, you're not going to do that. But if he said, "Oh, hell no," then I might.
You got real lasting love coming to you.
Love is
Oh, it is. Big time.
I love it.
I would, your neighbor's going to cry tears right into his teeth.
Well, he doesn't have beer, right, because he's not a drinker.
Oh.
Well.
Right.
That was
I don't know.
Who was that? Hank.
There's whole
Hank.
Marriage around. Yeah.
There's a tear in my beer. That was an old country western song from the 50s and 60s. Was Hank Williams or Hank Snow? Hey, nobody around here is old as I am. I know that, but whatever.
I saw a heard a really, really old song.
There's a in my beer.
There was an actual song on TikTok that I heard. It was an old recording, but the lady was saying, she's singing, I got nipples on my titties and something between my legs to take you straight to heaven.
Well, who was that poet? Who was that freaking poet that wrote that shit?
You were sitting right next to me.
But I'm saying, when you write songs, it's almost poetry to music. Who was that freaking poet? I got nipples on my titties. Wow, you're a crazy fucking genius for those lyrics. How did you must have pondered those lyrics for hours. Bees come up with that.
Is that sounds on like, the TikTok collection?
Sounds like it sounds like a stupid ass brand new hip hop single. Is what it sounds like.
Well, it was old.
Well, but it sounds like a hip hop. How creative it is.
Is that where you walk into the bar, you plunk your money into the jukebox, and you get all the guys in side eye as that music comes on?
Right.
I
happen to have nipples on my titties, in case you didn't know that. I guess out there somewhere, some titties have got nipples. I don't know.
Is that a karaoke favorite?
I would sing it. I would sing it if it was a real song. I would get my ass up there and sing it. I would do
and
it.
You know,
I got the ball.
On social media, Elvira, an old photo of her has come up, an old film or something, and she's doing her swinging, you know what, her breasts.
Oh,
I didn't
yeah.
know she could do that. That would be perfect to that song.
That was her claim to fame.
Ooh.
Elvira with the big boobies. That was her claim to fame.
Now there was one hot
She could swing her boobs in one direction and then the other. I didn't know that about her.
Oh, she had them rotating. One was counterclockwise and one was clockwise?
Well, both were in one direction and then the other direction.
Okay,
she had big old tassels on there.
I got
you. But, you know,
if she had them both going in opposite directions, I would be like, holy shit. She should get some kind of Nobel Prize for that.
Can you do that? They'd have the, what do you call
the
them?
Tassels.
Tassels or the thing. The
pasties?
No, don't worry about that. I think you're talking about the nickel clamps, but I don't think the burlesques, they just called them like little tassels.
But they would swing them.
Kitty
tassels. You know?
Yeah, right. And, well, in some of the places, they had them on the end of their bras. They weren't bare-breasted.
Pasties.
But some of the places, some of the places they wore burlesque bras,
but
they weren't bare-breasted.
But that song would be fitting for that. I would love to have that song played with that.
I don't know what song the hell she's talking about.
It's on.
Well,
next time
karaoke night. That would be so fun. I don't think you'd get out of line to your car in the parking lot when you're leaving the bar. Whoa.
Well, remember now when you go. You know, one of those karaoke in the old days, I don't know if it's all electronic now. They used to have printed a little list they would put out on tables, and you could flip through the songs they had. I don't know if that one's going to be on that list.
You don't think so, huh?
No, we're going to be on there. I got nipples on my titties. I don't think that's the title. I don't know what the title of that song could possibly be, too.
I got to find that song.
Oh, my God.
You could probably Google those lyrics.
Yeah.
An African American woman singing it.
Yeah. I don't know what to say, man.
You were sitting right here and I said to you.
Sitting where?
Right here in the seat you're
at
in.
At what
now.
Time?
Earlier.
Earlier. I have earlier on my watch. I know what time that was. No, earlier.
What?
She told me specific time earlier.
When was I out here looking at the TikToks about noon?
You look at TikToks out here 24/7. When you're out here. Oh, bullshit. I'm sitting over here, all of a sudden I hear people going, bah, 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 from her computer. Bah, 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 that's all she does is look at fucking TikToks. Don't lie. You're that is your heroin. You are so hooked on that shit.
I just like people.
Then there's the inspirational ones. You don't need to surround yourself with people.
Hey, you know what?
They should be 40, not against. All the inspirational jackwads on TikTok. Very
good.
Who the hell are you to be inspirational, dickweed? You're on TikTok.
Hey,
how important are you?
You know what? I just Googled it, and there's on YouTube, it came up. It said, Save 'em Dry song. It says by Lucille Bogan, Bessie Johns, Jackson, 1935. It says, here's the lyrics. I got notes on my TikTok.
Yeah, it was
the
real
song.
They
and
had
vaudeville. 1935.
Oh, my God.
1935.
Did she sing it in vaudeville or burlesque?
It's on YouTube.
Maybe it was a translation from a...
You said it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah,
that
okay.
is amazing, Deb. Deb,
and
you're like, name that tune. You're better than name that tune.
I'm saying, why the hell would I even, I don't even know why that even stuck in your mind.
I am an info maniac. All right, I'll admit it. There's information out there. I'm going to suck it up.
Well,
I think it's great to remember that.
Yeah, look at defining it. It's called Shave 'em Dry Song by Lucille Bogan.
I love it. And
see,
I bring you guys
gems.
Why is that a gem?
You bring us, Deb, you bring us culture.
That's right.
So everybody is going to walk away so much wiser.
Well, now we've learned
so
Dolly Parton has been a slut for most of her adult life. And we've learned about somebody's titties have nipples.
Yeah.
So.
I think that's the most amazing revelation I've ever heard in my entire life. That is amazing that somebody made that.
The next line, the next line on her song, she actually said what you said, Deb. She says,
see?
I have to be too much. Yeah, or they make dead men come. You remember that, Deb? I love that you remember that.
She's a dirty old bitch. Every time she listens to a song and she didn't hear the lyrics correctly, she automatically assumes they said fuck or pussy or cunt or cock. She automatically assumes the word she didn't hear was something like that. Automatically. It's like, you know it's not. That song was played on the radio. You know for a fact, even if you didn't know the word, you know it's not that word. You know it.
I love it.
I'm telling the truth, though. I'm not making anything up. Nothing. 100% truth.
See, it just goes to show this. This entertainment that we provide and you all participate is worthwhile. Yeah. This is a good show.
We're something. Better than watching CNN, I guess.
Yes. And you know what? They all like taking these road trips with us. I know they do. Yeah.
These road trips, they hit a couple ditches and then we go on our way, you know.
You need those endorphins to be dancing in the spring.
That's what I want. I've got to bring that to my friend and show her this. She's great at karaoke.
Yes.
Yeah, well, hey, if you got connections in the karaoke world and you can get them to put that on there somehow, damn. That would be amazing.
I don't think there's much else in it that's dirty.
That isn't dirty. It just sounds like
no.
It sounds like they took a 7-year-old and said, here, I want you to write a dirty song. The 7-year-old did. Why not? I got nipples on my tits. Because that sounds like the mind of a 7-year-old saying that.
But the second line
I'm sorry. My bad.
It's like kitties.
It's like, really, that it's. I'm not vulgar, but it's really fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure for
1935,
the people were like, oh my God, probably in 35. I would have. In 1935, you didn't say stuff like that out loud in public, you know?
You know what? They were making up the pros. They're just cracking up. That's all.
Yeah,
they got sick of that null drinking bullshit. There was some bitch that started that too. That movement.
There is a channel
hit the Congress
on cable called Vice that we get, and on there is a.
It's on
series.
We have satellite TV.
Yeah, it's a series that runs called How Sex Changed the World.
There's a whole bunch of different things on that channel.
And
it's a weird channel.
Goes through the thing, like how the Roman Catholics way back in the day would even sponsor bordellos to fill their coppers. And that angels were actually hookers that they dressed up to look so angelic. And they paid them.
Yeah.
For the, and I told you all, some of those live shows were unbelievable.
Really? How do you know?
Watch the show. And they pretty much show everything.
Not on the Vice yet.
And they brought in Germany, how Germany had the most, I don't know what to call them, bars, what are they called? Sex clubs.
Flexible women.
They
went kind of weird for many decades. They might still be. I don't know. They were kind of really moved.
There were women doing stuff with like bird seed that they would pack into their hoo-ha.
Now we're getting out of control here.
And they would let. They did. I saw the.
Oh.
Yeah, I believe they did. What does it matter?
They let ducks, you
know, got quality control sitting over there, Jack.
Yeah.
I just don't know. At a certain point, I mean, we can go on Google and tell me all the depraved things, sexual things that are up there. And we can spend hours talking. Why are we doing that? Why are we doing that right now?
Because as long as civilization stays interested, civilization will flourish.
Well, that's just Darwin bullshit.
Somebody famous said that.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you don't reproduce, guess what? You have no more of that species.
That's right.
That's pretty clear. Doesn't mean you got a bird seed in your hoo-ha to reproduce, though, does it? Doesn't mean you got to do that. No, it doesn't mean you can start putting bird feathers up your butt.
Rachel thinks, you know what a NIPA is? NIPA.
We don't know what she's talking to.
I don't know a thing to everybody.
I don't know. I've never heard of it. I've heard of Nippon, which is like Japan, right? In their language, Nippon.
Nippon? Isn't that calling them?
No, it isn't, Deb.
Japanese?
I don't think it is. It is like that, but it's not a bad thing.
You know, Jim comes across as so puritanical.
No, I don't.
And
I just think when you start at a certain point, it's like, why? Why? At a certain point, why do you keep bringing up new subjects? What does it matter? You already know that the human being is a deprived, worthless piece of shit. Why do you got to make another example? We already know. It's a dumb deal. We need more examples.
He's our traffic cop. He gets us back in line.
We don't need any more examples. We already know.
There was also a show where early scientists believed that the energy that was, generated through the sex act could send rockets off into space.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe it for a second. I don't even buy that. I wouldn't buy that on a wooden fucking nickel. There's no science. No, that person is not a scientist. I believe that.
No, I have recordings.
What recordings? What recordings?
How sex changed the world.
I can make some recordings. Does that make it true? I got a recording. I can make a whole bunch of recordings, Deb.
Actually, I like how Deb brings this history and culture, the history of how to decongest it with the diddly action. That's how the vibrator was born.
The vibrators were created because doctors' hands were getting tired. Well, sir.
I'm sure that is written in stone, I'm sure.
I'm wondering.
I'm sure the incline mouth holy fuck, it's going to be written in stone at the top of the mountain.
I betcha.
It is. He said, let it be written.
I bet because when they got married, they were also Christian-like.
We were at the park yesterday, and I was sitting with a group of women, and the kids were all playing on the slip and slide, and the conversation went into, I couldn't believe the lady next to me. She kept hammering away at pickles, and eventually, you know, I just simply said, oh, there's a theme here, I told them. I said, there's also cucumbers, and nobody could stop laughing. It was just, and it was just the women, you know, it was just those women. So, and the kids, we all looked harmless from a distance. We all looked very innocent there with our sunblock and our mosquito repellent and watching our children. But if you came any closer, you'd be hearing conversation about cucumbers and what else? Bananas. And there was a theme. There was a theme.
The Romans were really big on that.
On what, penises?
They would have penis, the vaginas, they'd make pastries and stuff to reflect that. So it's history.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, if I'm walking up to a dessert bar, they're better. I'm not touching the freaking the little donuts that look like dicks. I'm not going to have a dick donut. I might have a little vagina. It might be nice.
Oh, my. Full of cream?
No sprinkles? No, not full of cream. What the hell are you talking about?
You want to put something in it. If
those sprinkles will be enough. Sprinkles on the vagina to pastry.
That is
but
so pastry, funny.
Little thing here. Goddamn.
All right. I'm going to look up that song. I'm really going to present that to the karaoke community on here. See what we've got.
Yeah.
Okay, if we've got any work for that song.
Good luck on your endeavor. I wish you the best of luck.
Well, I suppose you want to.
I want to. Look what time it is.
Yeah. Well, the clock on the wall. You
clock
know.
On the wall.
Yes.
Remember that? That was from One Shot, One Whiskey, One Beer.
Is it?
Yeah, he goes, hey, is bartender, that, come here. The guy
is that George Thorogood?
George Thorogood goes, in the song, he goes, hey, what time is it? And the bartender's like, the clock on the wall says it's quarter to three. There was a clock right there, and he had to ask the bartender, the clock on the wall. The clock on the wall says it's quarter to three.
Oh, Dr. Priya is still here. Hey, hon, let me give you a reading, and I'll throw a couple extras to 8:30. All right, you guys have waited so patiently. If you have to use the facilities.
Nah, I'm done.
All right. So, do you want to call me, Mike?
You can do it. I don't have to sit here. Just do it right now.
Yeah.
Messenger now. I'm just going to make a cocktail. I'm just going to eat and I get up early. That is all. Much earlier.
Oh, and hey, when you look at the UK history involving sex, you guys were pretty out there flapping in the breeze over the years. Yeah. Remember, we came from all of you here. Brought a lot of that with us. Yes, call now. Lisa, did you give her a card?
No.
All right. Well, hang tight.
I was a bad call-in person, so I didn't write a card.
No.
I brought the show to its level, the lowest level ever with the song.
Hang on, stand by.
Yes, hello there, Dr. Priya. Just wait a minute. I am giving Lisa her Archangel card. It says, brilliant idea. Yeah. Archangel Uriel says, yes, your idea is divinely guided. Please take action to bring your idea to fruition. So I
hope you
would maybe you. It sounds good.
Yeah, I got to call you for a private. I'm going to be calling you for a private.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll be watching. Okay. All right, hon, I'll be with you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Love you.
We love you. Yeah, we love you guys. I mean, all of us love you, too.
Everybody loves everybody.
All right, I must go to the doctor here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, she's good. That's it. Take care, honey. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.
Bye. All right. Turning to you. I'm ready. Wait, no. How does this work? Okay. Go ahead with me now.
Hello.
Yes, it's very late, and I apologize for that. No, I've seen that you've messaged me and said that you really don't like your job.
Yeah, and there is a lot of politics and the job that I choose. It's very new, I'm overqualified for those.
Did you say you're on the night shift, that you work at night?
Yeah, that was a night shift. And there is a lot of politics. Like, there are people who speak Dutch and, you know, more work and the work that I choose, which is good for the start, like at the biggest company in the cancer center. But, you know, for the high school, I hope that at the high school level.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of a tech talk. They choose to be jobs.
And you want to leave that position?
Like, yes. I'm happy that I'm still cleaning up the things inside the lab.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know what they say? It's always easier to find a new job when you have a job. So that's going to give you some leverage.
Yeah, right.
Are you planning to stay in the Netherlands where you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a look at your cards right now for you. So,
yeah, sure.
So one moment, please.
So she wants to stay there, too, though.
Well, did you want to stay there, too?
You said that in the Netherlands. Yeah.
Oh, there, but not at the cancer center.
Right. No, yeah. She wants
to stay in the Netherlands, and I want to stay in the cancer center, but at a good position.
Oh.
I get you.
If not in that center, then some other center, but there's a good position.
She doesn't like this current position, so she's not... saying I have to leave the cancer center.
Just to, you know, for a high school.
Yeah. So they don't really need much in the way of education.
Yes. It was just the cleaning of the cancer center inside, like the following manufacturing practice with the sanitization and hygiene.
Okay.
And just cleaning of the lab with the, you know, hydrogen peroxide and isopropyl alcohol. Just cleaning it with the wipes. That's it.
Did they misrepresent this job to you when you... Oh, I shouldn't have done that.
Was she cleaning?
Yes.
Yeah, I would not be happy with that.
Kind of lap time job.
All right. I have no idea what your structure is as far as chain of command.
You mean cell therapy?
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear.
Cell therapy?
What I'm getting at is, excuse me, I do feel there will be a much better job within the cancer center. And I think that you need to seek out a key person. It's a man. And he needs to hear from you that you feel you are being underutilized, however you'd say that. That you have more skills than to be, you know, sanitizing.
Disinfecting.
Stuff. Just to let him know that you are definitely looking for something that is more in keeping with your skill set. Okay?
Right.
And by doing that, you're letting him know that you want upward mobility and you are not going to be content sterilizing equipment.
I'm a manager and my team lead goes them, but I said, like, you know, change the position till 9 months. I have to keep the position till 9 months.
For a long time.
Well, and you've been there, what, a month?
Yeah, I have to stay more 8 months.
Well, I think it's hurt for you to, on the outside, be looking for another job. It's here. Can you land another job? You can go to see people and say, you know, this other organization wants to hire me and tell them the title. You can't elevate me to that level then I have to take this other job. A lot of times they will want to negotiate.
Mm-hmm. And if they don't, then they have made their bed.
Yeah, they have. And the thing is, any rule can be broken.
Yeah, it is. There are ways to bend.
So I have applied a couple of companies here.
Okay.
The Bristol Mind School.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
I am definitely seeing you're going to get a very strong offer elsewhere. And then it's up to you to take the new job.
Or is it the same like a cancer center? It will be some other thing?
I think it's what you are most dedicated to doing is what I'll say. Okay.
I can't imagine being the same because you wouldn't want to do the same thing.
No, you don't want to be clean.
Somebody else says, you can come do that over here.
Well,
Castle Research.
Yes, I think that's where you belong. Otherwise, think about it. This job would perfectly. You'd be happy to do the 9 months. That kind of sounds like a prison sentence to someone with the qualifications of being a doctor and she is being treated like a housekeeper.
Oh, yeah, I'd be...
I do feel, and I see it here, that you're discontent to lead you in the right direction. So keep looking and watch and see. You probably want me to give you some kind of time frame.
Mm.
Yeah, true.
Good luck.
Good luck. I'm feeling, I keep getting September. But it could be sooner than that.
September is very soon.
It's very soon.
Yeah. I mean, it's not soon when you're doing some eight, but.
Applying more places, you know?
Yeah, like a month.
Yeah, and only working there for a month, you really don't even need to use it as a work reference.
True.
Yeah. So
that'll be her call.
Yeah, I really think you're going to find it, hon. And you have, I've told you, some very important work to do in your profession. Yeah, I'm seeing intuitively there's journals, medical journals that you'll be featured in and interviews that you're going to be giving. You know, remember, the higher power doesn't always give doesn't ordain somebody to be a prophet, necessarily wants to do it. A lot of times there are what are called reluctant prophets.
You're
given a message, you're given a treatment, a miracle to bring to the world. And you might think, oh, this is too big for me. I can't do it. Oh, yes, you can. I see you can. And you're going to be one of the front runners, my dear. So you, remember the name of the musician. He sang a song. Oh, I loved it, called My Place in the World. And I can't remember who sang it.
John Jacob Jingleheimer.
No, it wasn't him. Okay. No, but it's a song that really inspired you. I'll send you a link to it. Because listening to you, I think that the person was had a hand of God on his shoulder when he was singing it. And he might have written it, I can't remember exactly. But keep faith in yourself. All right.
I have one question for you.
Yes.
Is it okay? I have.
Yes.
So you know already last time I was planning to get pregnant and I get pregnant, so we have moved the conversation and to be other position, like a computer worker thing.
Can they do that? Can they do that to help you?
Were they?
Yeah.
Okay.
You think they will help me? Like if you get pregnant and they can move me from this position and they can.
I think so. They can't fire you. At least we have federal laws for that. I don't know what the Netherlands has.
I know nothing of that country's
laws. We are drastically running out of time here.
Okay.
And I'm terribly sorry, but I appreciate it because I especially feel the messages that I receive from you, there is divine intervention here. There is. You're a very special person. Very special.
Okay.
More people, more professionals, more miracle workers are going to go down in history. Before, that can't be the end of it. You know, so yes, this lady, you watch and see. The future's going to get beautiful, very bright for you. Jim's got an archangel.
I do have an angel card. Nurture is the subject. It's from Archangel Gabriel. As you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important for you right now.
Baby on the way, maybe.
Well, or, yeah, there's a lot of hidden meanings, possibly how you interpret things. Very interpretive. Yeah.
No, you take care. Blessings are coming to you, and you should probably get.
Yes, you must.
Yeah. Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for
she's on a different ship, too.
Take care.
You too, bye.
Bye-bye.
I think she did say they have her on some kind of a later ship.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have to get up and go to work in the morning. She's like on some crappy shift.
She's whispering to keep her children from waking up.
Oh, they were there? I didn't know that. She's always whispering. I just thought that was her nature.
Oh, boy.
Julie, so there's nothing on her
doctors, but sometimes they are all caught up in that.
It's the bad.
That God complex.
Yeah, a lot of them, it's always the bad apples that spoil the bunch type thing when it comes to them. Some are in it to win it. I mean, they want to make money, but still, do the right thing.
Oh, we loved Game of Thrones.
We became
desensitized to all the killing.
You know, it is what so many people that you think they will kill anybody. It doesn't matter how popular that character is. So you never know when that person's going to go.
But boy, they really fumbled the ending of that.
Yeah, I told them it was blah. It was blah. I mean, there was some really cool scenes. When she means ending, she means like the super ending. Last episode, it was still a great episode, but the very, very, very end was like really pretty anticlimactic.
Yeah, everybody in the world was complaining.
Like, but otherwise, 90% of that, even the last episode, was still great. All sorts of crazy shit was happening. This is what you expect.
I wonder what kind of drugs that George, what's his name, does.
No, he's not doing anything. He just really loves that stuff
so
much.
Well, look at, what's his name, Tolkien? He was on opium all the time. He said that wasn't it hobbits? They came to life on his desk when he was, stick her down. Look at him.
It's called a sign. Sign. We have a sign. I think it is. Well, we don't want to wait for the.
You guys, I said I could stay till 8:30, but her questions were really pressing.
What is 8:30?
Yeah, it's now 8:30.
So guess what you got to do.
Good night.
Yeah.
Now, here we meet again.
Absolutely.